My name is Zach Arnold, and I'm a former Hollywood film and television editor turned career strategist and the creator of Optimize Yourself, where I help artists, creatives, and storytellers just like you design the more balanced, more sustainable, and more fulfilling creative career that you deserve. In a nutshell, I'm Tim Ferriss meets Ted Lasso, minus the mustache, because I am obsessed with both learning everything I can about optimizing human potential while also inspiring you to realize yours. If you are ready to step outside your comfort zone, let's dive right in and unlock the optimized version of you. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize Yourself podcast, where I share honest and candid conversations with best-selling authors, world-class athletes, Hollywood legends, elite experts in a variety of fields, as well as everyday people that are achieving extraordinary things. It means the world to me that with all the podcast choices out there, you have chosen to invest your valuable time, energy, and attention with me. Now, before we get started, don't forget to visit optimizeyourself.me/podcast so you can subscribe, leave a review, and so you can also download your unique customized podcast playlist where I'm going to send you the 5 best expert interviews from our archives to help you achieve your specific goals. So on that note, without further ado, let's get right to today's guest. Hey there, Optimize Yourself listeners. This is Zach here, and I wanted to make sure that you were in the loop on a few of the things that are happening behind the scenes here at Optimize Yourself. As you already know, the podcast is on hiatus through the remainder of 2024, but what you may not know is, big news, we are going to be rebranding the podcast and the education company. I recently sent a lot of details about this via my newsletter, and usually this would only go to my subscribers, but because you are presumably a longtime listener yourself, I wanted to make sure that you were also in the loop. So if you'd like to be able to read this and future updates that are going to be coming for the remainder of 2024, or if conversely, you could care less about a rebranding, but you want to learn a thing or two about rebranding yourself, then go to optimizeyourself.me/newsletter to hear all things rebranding over the course of the rest of the year into 2025. So without further ado, here is the newsletter that I sent on Monday, November 11th. As I spent the last year watching, well, frankly, much of my life completely implode in front of my very eyes, I've had countless reasons to stop and reflect. Two of the most recent instances for reflection have been turning 45, and I'm going to pretend that that is not a typo because I really meant to type 25. And secondly, I walked away from the final mixed review session for the series finale of Cobra Kai, which is a show that I've worked on and frankly loved working on all the way since 2018. While it is incredibly difficult and often terrifying to navigate so much uncertainty, I've decided that it's time to lean into my fears and accept 2 very clear realizations. Number one, it's time to retire from editing films and television. And number two, it is time to say goodbye to the Optimize Yourself brand. Now, to clarify, I am not going anywhere. I still intend to provide you with educational content in the form of podcast interviews, online courses, and coaching services. In fact, my vision for the future is to significantly expand our offerings so we can continue to both inspire and empower you to design the more rewarding, fulfilling, and sustainable creative career that you deserve. And yes, even in this dumpster fire of a shit show of an industry. But what I realized is that what got me here is not going to get me there. So now that Cobra Kai's final episodes are mixed and delivered to Netflix, to act on the advice of Johnny Lawrence himself, I've decided to go all in on building a world-class educational business that's specifically designed for those of us who identify as creatives. Now, if you live to create, I intend to build the best community on the planet to help you expand your peer group, build your dream network of experts and mentors, and help you find collaborators who believe that their work has a purpose and should have a positive impact on the world, just like you believe. And if you create to live, i.e. your livelihood depends on your creativity, I also intend to provide you with the best educational resources to help you create amazing work, but without having to sacrifice your health, your relationships, or your sanity in the process. And to do this in a way that is authentic to me, to my personal brand, and most importantly, to our global community, it's time to say goodbye to Optimize Yourself. So let's talk a little bit about the power of a brand. We talk a lot in the Optimizer community about the power of having a strong personal brand. And man, oh, manischewitz, if I only had a time machine, I would go back to April of 2014 and teach myself what I know now about branding when I had this crazy idea. Hey, What if I got a group of my editor friends together and we went hiking and we inspired each other to get healthier? Well, this was when I, with the help of some friends and colleagues, came up with the brand Fitness and Post. Why Fitness and Post? Well, because it was catchy. In our tiny little corner of the entertainment industry, we nerdy editors always joked about the idea of everyone fixing it in post, meaning they were neglecting to do their own damn jobs, and then we would have to fix all of their work for them. So Fitness in Post was born, and it was simply a play on that concept. The problem is that it was an inside joke that all of about 500 people understood, and of those 500, maybe 50 actually found it funny. Never in a million years did I think my podcast would become anything. Yet within a few months, I was getting upwards of 10,000 downloads a month with zero advertising or social media of any kind. We basically grew via word of mouth. I had tapped into an entire global community's need to openly discuss what no one was willing to. Our jobs were literally killing us. When one of my very first blog posts titled "A Classic Case of Post-Production Burnout" went viral, I was off to the races with thousands of readers. And then shortly after came the brand confusion. The Fitness in Post brand ran into one of two recurring problems. The first of which, almost everyone in post-production was terrified of fitness. But secondly, people who were interested in fitness, they had no idea what post referred to. Was it, I don't know, like a post-workout recovery program? Like, I don't get it. When I realized this was a brand that could potentially have a positive impact far beyond my original intentions, I decided to take it seriously. And it only took me a couple of years to realize that I was building a brand on a confusing name that I simply couldn't scale beyond a microscopic niche. Then one day I was reviewing the copy on my website and the new brand name hit me. And the copy said, "My name is Zach Arnold, and my mission is to help you optimize the most important operating system you have, yourself." Of course, optimize yourself. From that moment on, I began thinking about the countless ways that I could expand educational products off this one brand name, like Move Yourself, Focus Yourself, Advance Yourself, Balance Yourself, etc., etc. And PS, side note, there are also products that we discuss late into the night fueled by massive sleep deprivation, like the program that helps you manage digestive issues, Shit Yourself, and the product about sexual health, Go Fuck Yourself. Yes, I was off to the races for the next several years, building a multitude of self-guided online courses, workshops, and masterclasses. And I also transitioned into coaching services, building our brand new year-long creative mastermind, and more. I was able to successfully build an audience around this brand name that attracted a very specific kind of person. Creative minds who wanted to achieve their true potential without burning out. Then came the fucking hustle culture. As I was building this brand, I was consistently running up against the problem of finding numerous other brands in the online space that use some form of optimize in their brand name, which, by the way, it's a common term, so that one's on me. But none of those brands were really penetrating the post-production sector of the entertainment industry. Therefore, I was able to keep doing my thing as a big fish in a tiny, tiny, tiny pond. But then the pandemic hit, and everyone and their bro decided this was their moment to capitalize on the unprecedented amounts of attention that they could command online by becoming, quote unquote, influencers. By the way, just the mere mention of that name makes me want to shower. The select few that were in the optimization space who I genuinely respected, names like Tim Ferriss, Ben Greenfield, Brian Johnson, just to name a few, well, they were getting drowned out by the countless bros and their bros doing bro-y things and optimizing every aspect of their bro-y lives through hacks. Suddenly, my original intent behind the word optimize was co-opted by an influencer culture, desperate to capture the most attention with their bargain basement content. Another word that prompts a second and immediate shower. Couple losing control of my interpretation of the word optimize with the realization that the true value I was providing my audience had nothing to do with information or education and had everything to do with creating a community, and I knew the brand name no longer fit, even if, to be honest, I was not ready to admit it yet. Of all of my professional accomplishments in my 20 plus years in Hollywood, without a doubt, the one that I am most proud of is building a thriving online community of creatives who support and uplift each other. Therefore, the idea of optimizing yourself no longer fit the brand. Frankly, a more fitting brand name would be Optimize Each Other. Finally, this last year was the nail in the coffin for the brand as I watched my personal life completely implode. Every facet of my life was the polar opposite of being optimized. My fitness routines and my health fell apart. I stopped focusing on business growth. and it took everything in my core just to survive. As a recovering perfectionist, it has always been a struggle cutting myself some slack when I am not achieving my best. And being the face of a brand with the word optimize in it was only fueling the flames of my shame and my guilt. The conclusion that I've come to from building a very successful career as a Hollywood film and television editor, a successful online business with hundreds of students on six continents, and doing all of the above while still doing my best to stay present for my family, well, it's that optimization is not a goal worthy of striving for, and neither is building a life around hacks. Life is not a linear progression culminating in optimization. Life is instead a cyclical journey where the best that we can hope to achieve is consistent progression rather than the pursuit of perfection. Therefore, once again, it is with a clear mind and a bit of a heavy heart that I've come to the conclusion it is time to say goodbye to optimize yourself. But to reiterate one more time, I am not going anywhere. I and my team are working tirelessly behind the scenes to prepare the launch of our new brand in 2025, relaunch the podcast, and open enrollment for another round of our brand new year-long creative mastermind, as well as an upgraded community membership all in the new year. So stay tuned, because as my father always used to say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, in the meantime, we would love to have you along for the ride as we redefine our brand and design the next round of products and services intended to both inspire and also empower you to build a fulfilling life around your creativity. So let's get the conversation started. What I would love to know, and by the way, you can go to optimizeyourself.me/contact. You can send me a message directly. Or again, if you go to optimizeyourself.me/newsletter, you'll get future newsletters and you can answer questions just like this. But I would genuinely love to know from you, listener, right now, today. What is the most important value that you've received from the Optimize Yourself brand over the years? Having said that, I look forward to the future opportunity to connect with you directly. And in the meantime, take care of yourself and be well.